Today we'll be doing Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Beis HaKisei Kavua, Hainu Sheyesh Bo Tsoa V'hu Al Pnei HaSadeh Belo Chafira. When we talk about a permanent bathroom, that means that there is feces that scattered throughout the field, and there were no holes dug in the ground where the feces could go. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Yud Gimel tells us Belo Chafira Rutzo Lomar Az Tzarech L'Chotzan Berichuk Dalad Amos. So if there were no holes dug in the ground, then you have to remove your tefillin when you're 4 amos away. Avalam Hu BaChafira. But if you dug holes in the ground, and that's where the feces is, Harei HaChafira Hirishos Liatmo. So that hole is considered in independent area. Uveis Akisei Shalamala Rishos Liatmo. And the bathroom that's farther up is also an independent area. Uvein Lo Din Beis Akisei Klal. Kemoshi is Bar B'Sim and Pei Gimel. Doesn't have the status of a bathroom at all, and therefore Umutterly Kaneis Pesocho B'Silin She'alav. One would be permitted to enter such a bathroom while wearing tefillin. We call Makom Kodim She'ashtim. But before you urinate, Tzarech L'Chaltzel and Divrei Akol Kemo B'Shar Beis Akisei Kavua. But you do have to remove your tefillin before urinating, just like you would in any other permanent bathroom. Kein masak amagen avram, b'med dvar mamurim lahashna. However, that's only true for urinating. Avolaso sitzrachav, but to defecate, mashmim divrei Rabbi Yosef, diyesh lahachmir lachlutz berichuk da'alamos v'mokom sharotza laso sitzrachav, should be machmir like the Rabbi Yosef to remove your tefillin when you're 4 amos away from the place where you want to defecate. Avol afilu nifne b'mokom she'eno beis akisei klal lo b'chatzira o al pnei asada. Even if you're not defecating in an official bathroom, but like in your backyard, in your courtyard, or in the field, you still have to remove your tefillin when you're 4 amos away from the place in which you want to defecate. So we'll stop you for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Gimel tomorrow.